Stand
still. Stand, you'll stand right over here for a moment.
Right.
Oh. Well, you've heard Pam's testimony, and I think it's obvious that God's working in her life and has brought her back for a reason, and she's here for a reason. He's given her a powerful testimony to share. And it's my great honor and privilege this morning to be able to ordain our sister Pamela into God's ministry. Pamela, we're told in the Bible that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on Him to save them unless they believe in Him? And how can they believe in Him if they have never heard about Him? And how can they hear about Him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? And that is the beautiful part of ordaining someone into the ministry, is that we send someone out to tell people the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Sister Pamela, having accepted God's call into His ministry and in Christ's church, do you covenant with God to serve Christ and the church with God's help to deepen your obedience to the two great commandments, to love the Lord our God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself?
Yes, I do.
Will you seek to support all colleagues in ministry by building constructive relationships wherever you serve, both with the staff where you work and with colleagues in neighboring churches? Will you maintain a disciplined ministry in such ways as keeping hours of prayer and devotion, endeavoring to maintain wholesome family relationships, sexual integrity, financial responsibility, regularly engaging in educational and recreational activities for professional and personal development?
I will.
Will you seek to maintain good health habits?
Yes, definitely.
Will you personally and publicly support your colleagues who experience discrimination on the basis of gender, race, age, marital status, national origin, physical impairment, or disability?
Yes.
Will you hold in confidence any privileged communication received by you during the conduct of your ministry, except when in the practice of ministry you're convinced that the sanctity of confidentiality is outweighed by a well-founded belief that the parishioner client will cause imminent life-threatening or substantial harm to self or others, or unless the privilege is waived? Do you pledge to never perform any marriage ceremony other than the biblically prescribed standard of one man to one woman?
Yes.
And will you show your personal love for God as revealed in Jesus Christ in your life and ministry as you strive together with your colleagues to preserve the dignity, maintain the discipline, and promote the integrity of the vocation to which you have been called? Pamela, it has been a great honor and privilege this morning to ordain you into God's work and into the ministry. With this laying on of hands and this water, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and with this prayer, Heavenly Father, behold thy humble servant who seeks only to serve you. Keep her safe in your arms. Guide her steps in all that she does. Send your angels to watch over her. Give her peace where she needs peace, comfort where she needs comfort, wisdom where she needs wisdom, boldness and security where she needs boldness and security. Father, may she be a great beacon in a dark world to show your world, your love, in a lost and unsaved world. Father, we thank you for the work you've done in this young lady's life, for the work that you're continuing to do, and may she be counted among your greatest servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend Pamela Lee Hughes, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela?
Thank you.
And we'd like to present you with a pewter pen, an ordained minister pen to wear whenever you see fit, whenever you need to, and also see if we can find that useful. We'll keep the towel handy for cases like that.
That's okay.
Go ahead and have a seat. Give it a hand, everybody.